The opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the host and are not representative of their employers, spouses, or associates. If you haven't gathered from the title, the language used on the show is akin to that of a high school boys' locker room. Listener discretion is advised.
The advice given in this podcast is worth what you pay for it, which is nothing.
Looks like you got the sweats.
Hello, and welcome to another very fun-filled episode of F'd Up Farming, the podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Martin, and across from me, on the crow's nest, is Royce O'Neill.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to my studio, the crow's nest.
So what we're going to do here is we're going to talk about some lovely people who make it possible for us to do this. Royce, tell them what they won, son.
I want to lead off with the best people and best sheep in the business, the man and woman of the year for Briscoe, Texas. We're talking about Meat Club Lambs.
Meat Club Lambs. Love them. Love them.
Good people. Like I said, best people, best sheep in the business. If you're looking for a show lamb, and I'm not sure when that season starts. I know we're winding down from last year's season.
Time out.
Oh,
this is exciting.
Oh, you're fixing to get ignored.
Hello.
Hey, little brother, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm in Canyon, well, you know.
Hey there, hi there, hello there.
So, you're on the podcast. And
okay.
We have a question for you.
Okay.
If a person wanted to buy a show lamb, when would they do that?
We're looking right now.
Okay. All right.
Very
All
good. Right, everybody. Head on down to Meat Club Lambs. Check them out. Right. Best in the business. Right.
Well, you want to plug them?
We're looking for those early ones right now. I mean, we'll buy all through the summer. But like our show lambs that we raise, we're just fixed to start having babies right now.
Okay, so you got a little time.
Yeah, but we're like right now, we're kind of looking for those state fair sheep. Those older December, January born lambs.
So, okay.
But yeah, like I said, we're looking right now.
Okay. Very good.
From now to summer.
Very good. Well, we appreciate that. We didn't know what we were talking about. We were doing your sponsorship. Thought we'd call the man that might know.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks little brother. Love you. Bye.
See you. Bye.
And there you have it. One of the offspring of the man and woman of the year.
My little brother, Tommy. Throw it out, truth bombs. Okay. Moving on. Cliffs Farms. Everybody knows in the state of Texas, this is the month to buy your show steers. This is the weekend.
This
we
is
are recording
the day.
It right now.
This is the
Unfortunately,
day.
They're not in Texas. They're in Saskatoon. So
Saskatooch.
So you're going to have to probably work on a different schedule if you want to buy some livestock from the Cliffs Farms, but highly recommend.
Maybe like what Tommy's shopping for right now. Good state fair animal for next year.
Maybe. I don't know what he's got. I don't know what he's got going on.
Hard to say, really.
I think he just finished calving. It seems like it's going to be a while before he's got something to sell, Royce.
Well, he's got last year's calves, doesn't he?
Well, I mean, wouldn't they be like yearlings? Wouldn't that be a little past the prime
for what we're going for.
Probably right. Because if you buy them right now from last year, they're going to be showing like two-year-old calves. I don't know much about the show calf world, but I'm pretty sure you walk in there with a two-year-old, you're probably not going to win.
Nah, you're probably not going to like the results of that.
I mean, some of them heavyweights get a little skanky anyway. I don't think you want to take a two-year-old.
Fair enough. Also, we've got Mo Cattle Company. Best Angus and Sim Angus genetics in the Bi-County region.
Enough said. Check them out. They don't have show calves or show sheep.
I mean, if you want to pay for a bull and turn him into a show calf, you go right ahead.
Well, we don't have any for sale.
We have a bull for sale.
Well, we have a bull for sale, but I don't. Again, we're back to that. You're going to be showing 2 year olds.
If they want to buy him and turn him into a show steer,
look, I'm not going to tell you what to do with Reggie after you buy him, but I'll offer suggestions, and that's not going to be a very money making profitability.
I have a couple of heifers that we would part with.
We have a heifer we'd part with.
I'd part with both of them.
Bobber is part of the herd, motherfucker.
I'd part with her. Somebody comes up, offers me enough money,
they're going to be walking away with half.
This is going to be interesting. Hope they're planning on collecting her.
Looks like I'm getting a new partner.
Let's hope we're flushing.
Again, looks like I'm getting a new partner. Okay. And also, we've got Texas Beverage and Package. Groom Texas. Sponsors of the podcast, the Booze Review, and a good friend.
Really is a good friend. Awesome guest to come on. Very knowledgeable down there at Texas Beverage and Package. So, good people. Check them out. And after you get done shopping there in Groom, head on down to White Deer, Texas, to Ballard Guns, and find you a firearm.
Guns, ammo, hot deals.
And if he doesn't have it, he's going to work his ass off to find it for you. Hot deals. I know we say this every week, but he usually does have some crazy thing. Like, the other time I was in there, he had what he called a wall hanger, which was basically a slam fire shotgun from the trenches.
Everybody needs one.
Yeah. He's like, he goes, you know,
neighbors
I thought about
bothering you, get you a fucking trench gun.
Anyway, they've so always got something cool down there.
Find something good from Ballard's Guns. We love them.
We do.
And now,
the moment we've all been waiting for.
Well, for sure me. Probably you. I don't know about them from so much. Tell them what we got.
We have got Method and Madness Irish Whiskey Single Pot Still. This was matured in sherry and bourbon barrels and finished in a chestnut cask. It is 40% alcohol by volume. That is 92 proof for all you Oklahoma listeners. Sprung from the minds of masters and apprentices, Method and Madness is whiskey that pays heed to tradition while searching for an unordinary. When it comes to selecting casks, it's not often we deviate from the oak family. So finishing a single pot still Irish whiskey and chestnut cask came with a measure of guilt. Upon tasting the result, we quickly got over it. All right. Decent pop.
Enough yapping.
I felt like I took the time to write that. Well, I'd take the time to read it.
Should we?
I don't know why I put that cork back in there for you. Pop twice. So this is the beginning of a new series that we're starting for the next month. Being is that it's March.
It won't be the whole month of March.
Won't be the whole month of March?
Well, we didn't drink any Irish last time, and that's going to come out in March.
Well, that's true, but all the ones that we record in March, I figure we will drink something like Irish whiskey.
I don't know that we got the Irish for that, but we'll try.
I mean, we got two more bottles sitting up there.
Not after tonight, we don't. Smells good. Nice and sweet. It's got that Irish
kind of spice to it.
That grainy
mm-hmm.
smell.
Mm-hmm. It's got a nice...
Got some lumber to it.
Yeah, nice spice. A little bit of vanilla picking up on the back. Got a little cinnamon hint to it.
A definite spice kick. I don't know that I would call it cinnamon.
It definitely tasted cinnamon on the front of my tongue. Gotta say it, very smooth.
So smooth, so sweet.
It's something I like to eat. I guess.
Fucking weirdo.
I was trying to rhyme. I like it. I am digging that.
It's got kind of a fruitiness about it.
I'm not getting a lot of fruit. Instead, I'm getting a little vanilla, maybe. A little cinnamon or spice, something pretty close to cinnamon. And sweet. And then just pure deliciousness.
I get some oak.
Okay.
The sweetness, that's like a fruity sweetness. It's a very nondescript fruit, sweet. Perhaps a stone fruit. Like maybe an apricot, because it's kind of got that grain to it.
I'm not getting a lot of oak out of it. Maybe a little, but not a lot. There's definitely not a lot of oak. You can tell
it was in an oak barrel.
Yeah. Well, this is finished in, I think most of the Method and Madness, or maybe all of them, are matured in bourbon barrels.
Could be. This one's sherry and bourbon.
Yeah. The other one on the shelf is, I think, just bourbon.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Delightful.
Give it a score, Royce.
I'm going to go with an 8.
I'll stick with that. 8.
That's 8 right. Across the board.
Yeah.
Starting hot with our Irish whiskey Didn't series.
Didn't really know where to go with that. I mean, I could have gone higher than 8. Maybe could have gone a little lower, but
I think it's just a good high.
It's going to be from a 7.5 to an 8.5, so you might as well call it an 8.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that. I'd agree with that 100%.
It's good stuff.
I like it.
Check it out. This is Method and Madness.
This is the higher dollar bottle.
In sherry and bourbon barrels, finished in chestnut casks.
And once again, you can pick this up at Texas Beverage and Package in Groom, Texas. He's got it on the shelf. So run on down there and grab your bottle while you're listening to the podcast.
Mention a podcast. Let them know you're a listener. They're always happy to hear that.
I'd like to think so. Let him know that his booze is
occasionally
getting...
he'll throw you a few bones if you mention a podcast.
Might get something out of it.
You sure might.
All right, Tyler, where do you want to go from here?
Well, we're talking fuck ups, Royce.
We're talking fuck ups.
Lots of fuck ups going on in the world these days.
That is disgusting.
That's a pretty bad fuck up right there, bud.
I mean, it is straight up.
That's chocolate like pudding.
Chocolate pudding coming out of that old pan. And so this is a video of somebody, an oil or a lube tech probably. I don't know. No, it's somebody. It's in somebody's shop. That vehicle's got a flat tire. See that back there?
Yeah, because you never see vehicles with flat tires in mechanic shops.
I'm just saying, I don't think that's what it is.
It's a mechanic shop because it says customer. I don't remember the last time I changed the oil.
Yeah, I also think it's been underwater for a while.
You know, I don't know that it has. I think maybe you got a filter issue there and you got some dirt. Probably a little bit of water leaking through there. But generally speaking, if you were to see a flooded car, there would have been like a plug of water.
Yeah,
come out,
that's true.
And
yeah.
Then you get the milk. That is sludge. Straight, dirty, sludgy chocolate pudding that I'm not eating.
I mean,
colored
that just,
oil.
Ugh, it's gross.
It's terrible. It's terrible. I don't know how you get to that point.
Not taking care of your shit.
Like, you got to have a little knock.
Like, it's got to have a whole lot of knock at that point. All right, what do you want to go after this?
I don't care. Just start at the bottom.
What is this one? Somebody falling off a cliff.
Oh, that one hurts so bad. You got to commit on these jumps, bud.
Oh, no. Ow.
Hesitated, so, slipped.
Hit the second rock on the way down. Knees in a rock. Ow.
This one's not making for good podcasting. This one I just sent you. This is the problem with you not checking your Instagram. Sometimes I just send you funny stuff. Sometimes it's podcast related.
I thought this is what you wanted me to do.
Well,
you told me not to look at it. You said it would be
better. Well,
that
was a long time ago. I've sent you a lot more since then.
This now, this we've good. Got a Ford, I'm guessing a Raptor, getting filled with...
It's either a
Ford?
Raptor or a Trimmer. I'm not entirely sure.
And, a Trimmer. I hadn't heard of a Trimmer.
Yeah. It's a package, an off-road package.
Okay.
So what happened here, I'm guessing, is the grain cart was being a little slow. So dude said, you know what? Fuck it. We're just going to fill up the back of this half-ton pickup.
Do you think it is his pickup, or is it just somebody that came to get feet?
You know, it's hard to say, man. Hard to say, but look at that old boy squat.
I mean, you can tell that it's putting some weight on it, and that auger's not even running full bore either.
See, it's a shame that this guy didn't pay for the onboard scales that Ford offers.
Oh, really? Onboard scales?
Yeah. It's got a little light in the taillights. Bloop, 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 bloop. That way you know whenever it's loaded.
Really?
Yeah.
Aren't they fancy?
They are fancy. Got a lot more to them than fucking Dodges, that's for sure.
Don't need much with the Dodge. You got the engine. That's all you need.
Well, I still say she's going to get overloaded pretty easy. Keep going.
So, this is Expedition or Explorer.
That's an Expedition.
And it is that blow-by? Or is that the oil
field cap?
Could
be blow-by. It could be coming out the field cap, Royce. It's kind of hard to say on this one, but he is in the middle of fucking nowhere.
And I mean, he is losing.
Pretty good little fountain there.
And it's not supposed to be doing that either way.
No.
Oil's not supposed to come out like that.
No, it's really not.
And there is nothing for anybody to see for anywhere around him.
That's West Texas right there, bud. Like real West Texas.
Yes, sir. Like I would agree with you.
Old rigs and jackalopes. That part of West Texas. I'm just saying, if you're not going to post all these, it's not going to make for a great podcast.
We're going to have to post all these. All right, we got one more, and then we're going
to go to the tractor one. I think that one was a better one.
Whoa! So we got a guy doing
a... But he kept her upright.
He did. We got a guy doing a wheelie in a cabless John Deere tractor. Till he breaks his nose at the end. He's spinning around. He almost loses it. Then he kills it. Slams her down, and it looks like he takes that steering wheel to the chest pretty hard, Tyler.
Yeah, you know, I don't know exactly how we got into this mess.
I don't think he's doing it on purpose. I think he's trying to figure out how to get the fuck out of this mess. And that's why you see him frantically reaching up trying to kill it right there.
I will say, this kid's got very little quit to him. Because, I mean, he slings off whenever he makes that quick turn there.
He's holding on for dear life.
And, you know, he's stuck with it. It cost him in the end.
I mean... Oh, I'm wondering if he didn't break a rib.
You see, right there, whenever it kind of started rocking back a little bit more and he turned, well, Tyler's out.
Yeah.
No. My feet are on the ground and they're running. I'm not doing this trying to push back up bullshit.
No, because, I mean, that damn thing almost flipped over on him. The way it comes around that corner at first, I'm thinking, this kid's dead. Like, the hood of the tractor is going to land on him as it slings him off.
Well, I didn't think it was probably going to kill him because you figure you get a little bit of momentum. If you can roll, you're probably going to make it through that all right. You're going to have to keep a calm head.
That's fair.
But I think you could probably work your way back out of there.
All right, yeah.
But end of the day, not good on equipment.
That's not good on equipment. That's not a good way to
treat equipment. That kid right there gets the Corb Lund Award of the day.
Fair enough.
So make sure and remember how to post those, which ones we talked about. People want to see. People
got to have to. We're going to have to post those. Let's see. We did. Yeah. Oil change up. All right, Tyler, what do you got next? You want to kill the day?
No. We're going to have a little talk about biologicals, Royce.
Oh, this is from the text message.
I sent you the text message.
It's amazing what those biologicals can do in that message. You know,
you take a look at this here picture, and you got a straight row right down the middle of a cornfield.
Which is what you want when you're going to do a side-by-side comparison.
I mean, there's a little kink to it, but it's, for the most part, straight line. And on the right side, we got standing stalks, trash all over the ground. On the left side, I mean, it almost looks like it's been plowed.
Almost does.
Because, you know, biologicals just knock that shit down, start up the dirt. He's got microbials alive.
Or, and it's amazing. It's almost like they've got a
or
fence.
Or does he?
It's like they've got a fence.
Well, they
got
to keep the biologicals.
Yeah. Oh, fencing out the biologicals. Yeah. I see what it is.
Yeah. Or perhaps that was just cows. Like it says in the description.
Well, cows are alive.
They are alive.
They're a biological creature.
Well, okay. 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 But you don't spray with cows.
Sometimes you spray
and
cows.
And it does say on the left side, we sprayed with biologicals last fall. On the right side is the control.
Yeah, that's fair. You do not spray cows.
I mean, you kind of spray cows.
Cows. You spray something on cows, but you don't put, you do not apply cows through a sprayer.
Be cool if you could. But no, you don't. You don't.
Be a hell of a sprayer.
And the reason we bring up this picture here, you got to pay attention. I've seen a lot of hokey stuff lately about biologicals.
Yeah.
Everybody's big on them. They're loving them. They're just killing it. Biologicals, you don't have to have fertilizer. You got more soil health. You don't have to plow again. I mean, it's just...
just all in one shop. It's just amazing. You're going to get all your farming done with that one application of a biological.
We've discussed biologicals before, but I felt like it needed to be brought up again. Biologicals are a little hokey for the most part.
They can definitely
be. And it's not so
be.
Much that the biologicals are hokey. It's the people that choose to fucking make their profession selling purely biologicals are a touch hokey.
I seem a little used car salesman-ish.
They really do. I mean, it's not bugs in a jug.
It's chemistry in a jug. Yeah. I wonder if he listens.
I will find out, I guess.
I bet we're not getting the sponsorship from him.
Probably not. Maybe a good guest. I can tear him apart for a few days.
I mean, it would be fun.
But anyway, this is just your ever so often reminder. Biologicals can be a little hokey, so be very well aware of what you want the biologicals to do, how you want them to do it, and make sure you pick a reputable source to buy your biologicals.
There you go. Thank you, Tyler.
Just doing my part, man.
That has been Tyler's PSA for the week. Watch out for biologicals.
No doubt.
Especially their salesmen.
So also, not on that, it's kind of biological. Did you hear what is currently bothering a Tennessee town?
Is it bees?
It is not bees.
Then no, I haven't heard.
It is a fungus.
Oh, yeah, you sent me that too. So, yeah, it's a fungus that feeds off the sugars and alcohol, and it's common in towns around distilleries, or at least around distilleries.
Well, apparently old Lynchburg is fucking eat up with this fungus. It's on the trees. It's on the houses. It's on the cars. It's on the dogs.
Yeah.
It is everywhere.
So back
and it's when, some really nasty looking shit, too.
It doesn't. Yeah, it almost looks like soot in person if it's the... And I'm guessing it is the same stuff that was around the...
Probably not. That's tropical fungus.
Right.
Tennessee's not a very tropical place, I don't think.
But it is very humid.
But it's not tropical.
That's true. But in at Bacardi, it looked like it was just soot on the side of the buildings. Like maybe from them burning something.
Right.
But they said, no, it's a fungus. And it is the same kind of fungus as that. Maybe a different strain of it, but... It feeds
and
off
there
the,
could potentially on that part be some soot because they do burn sugarcane.
No, they get it in molasses now.
Oh, they just get it in
molasses. Yeah, they just get molasses.
They don't grow the sugarcane.
No.
Well, that's fucking lame.
Yep, no sugarcane is grown on, or very little sugarcane at least is grown
very
on
very little
Rico.
Or none. Because you started out saying none, now you're saying very little.
I was told.
What is it, Royce? Quit lying to the people. They want to know the truth.
I was told none, but that's a hard number to believe. Like, surely there's somebody growing a little sugar cane out in their backyard just because grandpa did, you know? Got to be a sugar cane farmer.
I don't know if a backyard patch sugar cane really makes you a sugar cane farmer like grandpa was.
Makes you a damn sight closer than not having any sugar cane at all.
Touche. You got me.
So, but yeah, I mean, it's down there. It wasn't, I don't remember it looking as nasty as that picture.
It was gross, and it was really like caking
off. That was thick. Like I said, the stuff down there at Puerto Rico, it looked more like just soot on the side. Maybe they clean theirs. Or maybe the rain washes it off. I don't know.
It's probably the rain washes it off. I mean, yeah, they get some.
They do have hurricanes down there.
They
and we were there a couple months after a hurricane.
You know.
So what's the town going to do about said nasty fungus?
I don't subscribe to the New York Times, so I couldn't tell you.
Are they going to kick old Jack Daniels out?
I don't see how they could possibly do that.
Because I have a feeling the major player in that town is Jack Daniels.
Okay, here's my question. You ever been to Louisville?
It has been a long time.
I've been to Louisville, and I don't remember seeing fungus everywhere, and they got a distillery on every fucking corner down there.
Well, and see, that was my other question. So the only place I saw this phenomenon of the sooty trees was the buildings closest to their distillery at that deal. And it wasn't all the way around the trees. It was just the sides facing the distillery, the actual distillery part of the plant. And the tasting building and their building where you buy your merchandise or souvenirs, the gift shop. Like the front of it didn't have any on it, but the side that was facing the still did.
Well, they probably cleaned the front.
And maybe they do.
For that one, I would probably say that they probably cleaned the front.
But they also take you in the side to go back to your mixology class, and they didn't bother to clean the side.
But where do you start at?
A different building.
But do you walk up to the front or do you walk up to the side?
Yeah, that's fair enough. You do walk up to the front.
Would you walk into a building that looked like Groot? Because I sure as fuck wouldn't.
Well, that's... I guess after you've already been in the building, you walk around the side. And
you see that, hey, you know, that's apparently just superficial. Yeah, I'm not going to freak
it's,
out.
It's standing. It seemed pretty solid out there. All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Could be right.
So that's where I'm at with that.
But yeah, that in Tennessee looks way worse.
But I'm still curious why you don't hear about Louisville and most of the state of Kentucky just being eat up with that shit.
Yeah, because isn't Kentucky just a steel? Or a bunch of smaller steels?
It is a conglomerate of steels.
Yeah, like you move to Kentucky, you get a steel, don't you?
No, I think you have to build your own the first time.
Oh, okay.
It's like falconry. You can't just walk up and buy a fucking peregrine, all right? You got to catch one first, and you normally have to start with like a red-tail hawk, because that's all you're going to get a permit for.
Okay, and then after you can keep the red-tail hawk alive.
You might could get a starling or something like that, yeah. But you're not jumping straight to the peregrine.
All right, fair enough.
So you don't go straight to the pappy still, all right? You got to start small, buy some copper line.
Do they give you the material to build your own steel, or you got to... You got to procure your
I'm
own
betting
resources.
There's a pamphlet, like a informational brochure, but I don't think that it's like a kit. You know, I think it's like those deals that you used to get in, what the fuck was that? Where Sears? It had like instructions
like
on how to build stuff. No, it was like a toy deal, but you had to go find your own paper to fold up to make the little toy or whatever it was.
Okay, I think
you had to go find like
about.
the straight pins and the buttons for the wheels and the paper and all that shit. It's not like a Pinewood Derby car where you get a box and it's got everything you need in there except for the tools to actually carve it down.
All right.
That again, sounds pure speculation. Reasonable. Pure speculation, but yeah.
But yeah, poor old Lynchburg. Glad I don't live in Tennessee.
Not just for that.
That's right.
That's not even the straw that broke the camel's back on Tennessee for me.
Just one more reason in the pile.
Okay, Royce. So we're moving on.
All right.
We're moving to the Twitter sphere now.
Oh, no. Well, that was Twitter, wasn't it?
I think I found that originally on Twitter, yes, but it was a New York Times deal. This is like an actual tweet off the Twitter sphere.
All right.
This is from a guy. A bunch of y'all probably follow him. I'm not going to plug him because I don't know him. I don't really. I got no love for him. No ill will, but no love. He is a salesman for John Deere. And it says, with GPS globes becoming more available, I want you guys to know that the biggest face of disappointment slash anger I've seen to date was offering a guy $1,500 for the $1,500 for the Starfire 3000 he bought for $5,000 last year.
$1,500.
That's what he offered him for the trade.
Wow.
And last year he paid $5,000 for it.
Yeah, no, I believe it. I didn't realize they'd come down in price.
Well, that was just what he was offering for the trade on it.
Yeah.
Apparently they're more readily available.
So why doesn't he just keep his bubble, move it to the new equipment?
I read you the information that I have, Royce.
That's my advice for him. Keep your bubble. Move it to the new tractor.
That's probably what I would do.
I mean, even if you bought the new style, you had the old style bubble, you bought the new style tractor that it clips over the top. I say new style. It's been around for several years now. Yeah. You can swap it. You can swap just plastic piece and clip it up there.
What if he's just liquidating?
Then that's a hickey.
That's a hickey. I'd probably try to sell it on the aftermarket, personally.
Black market, aftermarket,
mm-hmm.
You know.
But I bring this up. So he's talking about how maybe there was a supply shortage or something on that.
And there was, because it took me.
And he said maybe it was just stuff was artificially inflated. Nah, you know, probably was a little bit, but panic buyers, stuff like that.
Yeah, and maybe he bought it aftermarket or bought it from somebody else and they made him pay that much for a used one. Because I said we had to wait for a bubble, I think, 6 months. So, I mean, there was a back order on them.
For sure.
Because I walked in there and said, hey, I need another bubble because I don't want to have to keep swapping them around and all this. And he goes, all right, well, I'll put you on my list. And I was on the backside. Like, he had two columns in a notebook.
That is unfortunate.
I was in the third column on the backside of that sheet.
That is not where you want to be.
Like I said, it took about 6 months to get one. I don't know if he got all those at once, like they just sent him a crate of boxes, or if he filled
you
like
figure
a couple
he
of
probably,
days.
Probably what happened on that is he whittled down the list. He was getting one or two here and there, and then there was probably a bunch of people that drove and went and got one off eBay or from a neighbor or somewhere else. And
well, sold
that
their
took
tractor
out probably
went
about
red.
A third. And I doubt there was that many that I'm sold joking. Their tractor and went red, mainly because I do a lot of driving. And it appears to me that most of the red people are starting to buy green, not the other way around.
Seems like it. In fact, I got a message from one of our buddies that
he wanted to reset the deal.
Yeah. And you know,
he sent me that too. And I told him, I was like, you know, I know how to do that. I can do that, but there is no fucking possible way I'm going to like call you and walk you through that.
No, you couldn't have done it. He was locked out of it.
Why was he locked out of it?
I don't know. I've never seen that problem before.
Okay.
So I passed him a phone number on to somebody that could help him out.
Okay. Well, I just thought he didn't know how to get to it.
No, because he later sent me a picture of where you reset it. And he goes, yeah, I can't. I'm locked out of it. And I was like, interesting.
I also
call
suggested
this
to him
phone number
that he just changed the fucking oil instead of
I said that to him. That was my first one.
He didn't like that.
I said, God damn, change your oil, bud.
700 hours going strong.
Seems a little long for an oil change. I thought the 500 hours was a little long. 700's way long.
Modern lubricants. It'll be just fine.
Well, it's what they say, but I still don't think they recommend 500 hours.
Yeah, but they're selling oil, Royce.
But they're not trying to sell as much of it.
That's why they don't want you to go to 500 or 700 hours. Because they're selling oil. Fuck, you probably never have to change the oil.
Yeah, I bet. I bet you just you take a tractor, don't ever
just change trade the oil that motherfucker.
I think there are people that do that though.
I've seen it done.
Yeah.
Seen it done with pickups too. All right, tire's getting a little slick. Time to go buy a new one.
What's your maintenance plan? I'm in the trade it off plan.
John Deere Finance.
That's getting more expensive with interest rates, Tyler.
It really is. There's seems a lot like of people going to have to trade, change some shit the way they're moving and shaking. But anyway, the reason I brought that up, what have you seen? Let's just go from last year to this year. That was more than double what it is today. Like that guy. You know, he paid $5,000 for it last year. He's getting $1,500 for it in a trade this year. Could you hand me that?
Yep.
Thank you.
I'm trying to think, Tyler. I mean, fertilizer's come down quite a bit, so that would be...
I don't think we're quite to...
We're not quite to half, but we're at closer to a more normal
We're level. Damn close, but we're not quite to half. Roundup would be one.
Yeah.
Because there was some $50, $60 Roundup, and I think today you can get some reasonably priced 5-6 pound Roundup for... $20 to $30 range.
But yeah, it seems like the inputs have come back down on equipment. I'm having a hard time thinking of anything because shit, like the new stuff just keeps going up. We hadn't really bought anything in a while.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that because he was talking about, you know, maybe prices were inflated, but I mean, fuck, eggs are more expensive, milk's more expensive, beef is more expensive.
That's why I'm wondering if he didn't buy that third party because he couldn't get one
right
from the John Deere house, and then that's right. What the John Deere house quoted him, because I've been thinking like we paid $300 for our new bubble,
okay,
which is still substantially less than him, but I'd still kind of give you a hickey when you went to trade it in. It's like I'm only getting half what I paid for it a year ago.
Not wrong.
You know, yeah.
And I mean, there's not like a different, like they haven't come out with a new one, right? Like there's really no reason to trade it.
Yeah, no, unless you're getting some of the newer equipment that I've seen pictures of, appears that the bubble's built in, like the new X Series combines.
Okay.
Seems like the bubble is permanent. No longer can you move it.
I've seen that, and I've noticed that, but I just thought perhaps they put it in a more secure manner since they had all those that were getting stolen. I thought maybe like they had another shield. I think I saw
an ad for one that it was an integrated.
Integrated?
Yeah, I was having trouble saying that.
Integrated?
Integrated. Yeah.
Integral? Integrally combobulated?
Yeah, I think it said in the ad that it was.
Okay.
The bubble was there.
Fair enough.
Because there was somebody in the comment down the list that said, what happened to the whole selling point of the bubbles being, you only need one. You can move it from your sprayer to your combine because you're not going to be using your sprayer. When
get off your wallet, tight ass. You need to spray and cut at the same time. You need to drive a tractor. I'm like, you expect me to sit in a fucking grain cart without auto track?
have you seen everything we've got? We've got GPS on everything.
Not all the time.
We should. We've got enough bubbles if we put them on.
Well, makes me feel appreciated.
I figured it would. It's not all Starfire. It's not all...
Ew, Grody, Starfire? Yeah,
not Starfire. The... the really fancy one.
It's not all RTK.
RTK, yeah.
You expect me to use like SF1, SF2, whatever the fuck that is?
I've got two bubbles that are SF1.
Point to point?
Yep.
Ew.
While we're doing a circle.
Ew. That's grody.
Yeah, I figured you'd say that.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's all I'm thinking of right now. You got anything?
That has come down that much? Not so much. Like, I'm thinking about just everyday things. I mean, like, gas is probably cheaper than it was a year ago, but not...
Yeah, it is. Because wasn't it like $4 this time last year?
Was it this time last year? Yeah. It was, because it was on its way up this time last year, because remember I went and picked up jeans.
Yeah, and also...
And I was buying $5 diesel in fucking Santa Rosa.
We're past the first year anniversary of the war in Ukraine, and it started really skyrocketing at that point. So, yeah. We're back below $4 again. That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, pickups are still high. Hell, I saw a Toyota pickup for sale for $90,000 the other day.
Yeah, you know, one of my pastimes is building pickups on the internet. And
that's got to be depressing. Howdy,
you can spend some fucking money on a pickup.
You can throw some cash down, can't you?
Like, it's... So, at first, you start looking at it. And so, like, you know, I'm a Ford guy. So, you look at, like, a Lariat three-quarter ton pickup. And you come out to like $75,000. You think, fuck, that's expensive. I mean, they show the payments is like $900. They don't bother to mention that that's for fucking 72 months or some shit like that.
But still, $1,000 a month almost pickup payment. Like, that's
for 72 months.
Yeah, that's even
like worse. Like $1,000 a month isn't that bad if it's for 36 months. Like, I can do that. maybe 48.
Yeah.
But you get close to that at 72 months. That's 6 fucking years.
You know, you add another year or two to that, you're getting a mortgage.
No shit. But so anyway, you build that Lariat and you think, I don't need all this fancy shit. Like, yeah, I want the leather seats. Yeah, I want the air conditioned seats, but it's not a necessity. So you build an XLT and you come out to like 68,000, and it's like, well, fuck, if I'm still going to be paying the damn thing off for 6 years, I might as well get the leather fucking seats.
I mean, I might as well be sitting in comfort.
Obviously, I'm committing to this son of a bitch. I might as well be nice.
Yeah. No, they're not charging that much for the niceties anymore. Because used to, that was a big step between the XLT and the Lariat.
That's what you think. But then you go to look between like the Lariat to the King Ranch to the Platinums. And the Platinums, you know, like three-quarter ton diesel Platinums, like $98,000. Yeah. And you look at it, and it's like, it doesn't, like, I know it's got a lot more than, like, the Lariat does.
But it does I don't the know same what. Thing. It does the like, same thing.
The only thing I guarantee you is different is that the back seats are heated.
Well, and you have the Platinum.
Well, okay. It. And it says Platinum instead of Lariat.
And I think you get some color schemes.
Well, you have access to some color schemes, but I'm going to get the same fucking color. Except the chrome on the tailgate where the Platinum is. That's going to be different, obviously.
So just go buy a Platinum tailgate off a wrecked out pickup.
I don't want it to say Platinum. I'm closer to going to get a Lariat tailgate for a Platinum. But it's like, how the fuck did we make this $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 jump? For nothing. Right?
Yeah.
For fucking nothing.
For nothing.
You're going to pay 7% interest on that shit?
Right? I mean, it's...
like, Ford Motor phenomenal. Credit is pretty confident, just based online, you know, doing the quick figure deal, that the best interest rate I'm going to get on a pickup is like 6.1 or something like that.
Which in this day and age isn't that bad.
Which I might could get it a little bit closer because, you know, their option is like, do you have a very good credit score? And it stops at like 760. My credit score is like an 820. So, yeah. Like, you'd like think if I go 40 points above that, they're going to be like, all right, he's not a risk. Maybe we'll knock off an extra. Maybe we'll get him 6 flat.
Maybe. Like, even JD Finance now is, they're in the high sixes and sevens.
Yeah, they're prime minus one.
Yeah. So, I mean... I would have thought the way they were at zero for a long time on new equipment that maybe they were going to stay that way so they keep selling their equipment. But no.
I think they're proving a point.
That they're a bank.
You should have bought it sooner.
They're sure trying to. And they don't even have it for sale anymore. Like, we're shopping for a planter. You're not a planter, a sprayer. Can't even order the damn thing till June.
And, you know, that's the deal, like, with the Ford pickups. The pandemic really fucked up the way you buy a pickup.
Right? It really did.
You know, used to, you get online, you look at your favorite dealership, or, you know, you got three or four that you look at, you find the one you want, that you want to do business with, you go haggle with them, you buy a pickup. Mm-hmm. Now, it's like, every Ford dealership in the Texas Panhandle has like two F-150s, two F-250s, and two F-350s. Like an XLT and a Platinum.
Yeah.
And they're like, you just pick the one you want.
You can have either one of those.
Or you can put your name on a list to order one.
And we're going to see how that goes. And it
may or may not get here.
Yeah, because last year, didn't they like cancel all of them?
Well, I think that was last year. Well, yeah. Not all of them. You had to, it was for a certain grade. It was mainly like if you bought a Platinum, like the rich people are the ones that really got fucked on that deal.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes, because it was all down to computer chips and electronics and shit that they couldn't get. So if you ordered an XLT, it got delayed, but you got it. Because that's like our buddy over here that just bought that new pickup last yeah. year. He got his, which is, it's an XLT or an STX or, you know, it's
yeah, one of the lower deals, ones.
You know. But people that tried to order like a Platinum or a King Ranch, you know, like the broke farmer types, mm-hmm. they got their orders canceled.
Okay.
Yes.
Because it was also the horse show people, because we were talking to Sean about it.
Yes.
So, but yeah, no. And I mean, Dodge is the same way, because Dad had to order his last pickup.
Yeah, and he got it.
Yeah. It took him a while, mm-hmm. but he got it.
Yeah. He might have got canceled if he'd have ordered one like yours.
I never heard of anybody, or the Dodges, like, canceling theirs.
Because nobody wants to order a fucking Dodge.
That's harsh. I like my Dodge pickup.
Yeah. Okay. Just because you've never had anything better, Royce.
I used to drive a Ford.
That doesn't count.
Why?
Because you bought a used piece of junk and you treated it like a used piece of junk. That's true. Also, probably worse than the first guy that treated it like a used piece of junk did.
And then also, my wife drives Fords. I like her vehicles.
Yeah, they're a lot nicer and more dependable than yours.
I wouldn't say more dependable.
Maybe it's just because she takes better care of them.
That's probably also true. Probably also true. So.
I don't think I've ever heard about your wife having a vehicle in the shop.
Oh, yeah. Because remember her pickup tried to strand us in front of a tornado?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's common with that year model. But it made it. You didn't die.
We did not. Got an interesting story. I still
got
story.
Mine, and it's got 160,000 miles on it. 150, 140, somewhere in there.
Just keeps on going. Good pickups, though.
Yeah.
Guess that. Good halftime yeah. pickups.
But anyway, other than that, I can't think of anything that's really come back down.
Yeah, me neither.
Either it's come down a little bit, but your inflation rate on your interest has made it about the same,
mm-hmm.
or it hasn't come down much.
Yeah, no, I would concur with that.
So yeah, I don't know if you had any thoughts, any no. examples, if you had noticed that guy, or if just wrong.
I'm thinking he got himself into a bad way there.
Sure may have. Sure may have. Hey, did we ever talk about, hang on, I think we did talk about this.
Or maybe he bought a stolen one, because you know people were stealing those for a while. May still be.
Did I tell you, I think, if I told the story on here about the guy that got his bubble? Or no, it wasn't a bubble. He got the screen stolen out of a tractor. And he called the cops, and they found it, like a few towns over.
Okay.
So they said, well, I mean, like, we know he stole it. We know he sold it to this guy. But we can't really do anything about it.
Yeah.
And so he calls the guy, and because he sees it on like Facebook buy, sell, trade or whatever. And so he talks to the guy and he says, all right, well, I'll sell it to you. He said, cause I paid for it. And the guy's like, yeah, okay, whatever. I'll pay whatever you paid for it. I'll reimburse you, make you whole. And so he does. And then come to find out that guy was buddies with the guy that stole it. So he stole it from him. Gave it
just to gave his it buddy. To buddy.
He paid the guy to steal his deal and give it back to him. And he's like, you know, I knew that that's probably what was happening. But the fact is, it's not like I could go buy a fucking new one.
Yeah, that's the
like they
part.
Didn't have one.
Yeah,
like I'll just I can either do without, I can drive it like the olden days. don't have markers, so that's going to make it real hard to fucking plant.
Yeah.
Or I can pay this guy.
Yeah. Since so everybody's taking the markers off of everything, it's kind of hard to go back in time.
And then the insurance company wouldn't reimburse him for what he had to pay for it.
Well, that was nice of him.
Which I thought was kind of shitty, man. Whatever. Yeah, we did talk about that. That's not, it's not important. Not important. I've got something else that I wanted to talk about that was on here somewhere. I don't know. You got anything interesting? Fascinating? Newsworthy?
Not right now.
Why not?
I just don't have much.
Like, you know we do this, right?
I do.
Like, it doesn't. It's not like I just show up randomly and...
Oh, that's not how this works.
God, I'm like, I even asked you this morning if you still wanted to do this.
Yeah. Been kind of busy today, bud.
Getting hosed on pizzas? Yeah.
Getting hosed on pizzas, yeah. That was one of them.
So what you been so busy doing?
We're rebuilding a planter. Still taking care of wheat pasture calves. Got started spraying. Had to help Dad change some O-rings out on the sprayer.
Well, it's about fucking time you got started spraying.
So
about 2 weeks late.
Been a little windy the last 2 weeks.
That's why you should have been on it 3 weeks ago. If you're 2 weeks late, that means you should have been spraying 3 weeks ago.
I think even 3 weeks ago is a little windy.
I don't remember that far back to.
It just seems like
argue with you one way or the
like
other.
All we've had is wind, just wind and wind and more wind.
Oh, you know, there's been hours of the day that it's kind of calm.
Yeah,
catch a less windy day here and there.
Like yesterday, gorgeous day.
That's fair.
Gorgeous day yesterday. Today or this morning, not so much. This afternoon, pretty pleasant. So yeah, starting to get some herbicides put out.
That's good. Good residuals. So,
yep.
A bunch of them.
I have no idea what we're putting out. I let my spray / chemical guy take care of that.
Okay.
Kind of a risky plan, but.
Well, not as long as he cares.
Yeah. Sometimes he does. This point in the year, I think he does.
Does he?
You get on towards the middle part of the year, and our give a shitter starts to go.
I've heard lots of pretty wild recommendations so far this year for independents. Not really going to get into them because if they ever listen, they'll know exactly who I'm talking about. But one that I came across that I really liked was, I don't remember the rate, like 3 ounces of Zidua. And again, this is worth what you pay for it. And I've been drinking, so this might not be accurate, but it's like 3 ounces of Zidua. No, 6 ounces of Zidua, 3 ounces of Valor, and a pound of D.
Damn.
I think that's a good one this time of year, especially if you can catch a rain or two.
Yeah.
In the next, say, 10, 14 days.
Yeah, I could see that.
I think that's going to be really good. You're gonna have
sounds like
really
a pretty
good,
stout mix.
Really good clean. If you've got some grasses, you might could throw some Roundup in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you'd have a problem with anything there, but Valor will take care of a lot of grasses too, though.
So. Yeah.
Especially if you got like volunteer wheat and stuff like that. So I saw that one. I like it.
Yeah, it sounds like a stout one.
I think
one.
That would be a good one. And I'm big on Valor.
Works see, really I'm 90% sure that's what we're putting out right now.
Everybody's got fucking Valor.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a good product.
Yeah. It works very well. As long as you get rain.
Yeah. You definitely got to have
get
the
rain.
You just kind of piss that money away.
Kind of fucked.
But I think a lot of people last year learned that you got to go ahead and try it. Because if you don't do anything... And you're going to walk into that same mess we walked into last year.
So here's a pop quiz for you. You going to spray your wheat this year?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the plan.
Okay.
I know it was the plan until it stopped or didn't start raining ever last year. Then we were too late.
No, you just never sprayed it.
Yeah, because it was too late by the time it started raining.
You there was already weeds at that there.
Point. Oh, yeah, but I mean... There weren't many because it didn't really keep growing.
There were weeds.
But yes, no, we're going to spray the wheat this year.
Whether it rains or not.
Whether it rains or not. We learned our lesson last year, Tyler. Okay. That's why we're spraying the fallow ground now. Like that, I was speaking from a place of, we've been there, done that, when I said, I think a lot of guys learned from their mistakes last year and figured out you've got to do it.
Well, so here's what I learned last year. A lot of guys were uncertain on what they were going to do. And so it's not so much that they didn't spray their fallow ground before they planted. It's that they didn't spray it timely because they fucked around and they didn't decide what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
Which I understand. I mean, it was Milo cotton. I mean, there was lots of factors, but you could very easily put out something that you can plant both Milo and cotton out, or even just kill the fucking weeds.
Yeah.
And then come back with another shot for some residuals. So hopefully that alerts some folks.
I think it did. Another part of the problem last year was lots of that was so expensive. A lot of the herbicides were expensive. More expensive than usual, like your Roundups,
your stuff like that.
I don't think Valor was any more expensive, was it?
Valor's always dirt cheap. It's just a matter if you want to plant, if you want to spray liquid or dry generics.
Yeah.
Valor's always about, I think Valor's actually the same price as it was last year. Your auxins were a little steep last year.
Yeah.
Depending on who you talk to, because they were kind of tight. So if you were talking to somebody like me that had a barn full of them, I was being pretty reasonable on them because I knew I was going to get you on your Roundup. But I really don't think there's that big a price difference between this year and last year.
Well, and then things were just so damn dry.
Well, they were cold. They were dry. A lot of products like cold and dry.
Yeah. But like I said, I'm hoping everybody else took their pill like we did, learned their lesson and...
Last year was a good year to spread, to not put out a residual about this time of year, or maybe, well, this, by the time this comes out, it's going to be way late, but in like January, February, last year was a good time not to be trying to put out residuals because it didn't rain.
Yeah.
And it was extremely dry, but there were still weeds poking up. So it was a good time to make a good, like just throw out some D or something like that.
A burn down, basically.
Yeah. No, yeah. Kind of a cleanup.
Yeah. Not a harsh burn down, but just
clean up.
Yeah.
Last year was a good year for that.
Okay.
This year, yeah. There's a lot of subsoil moisture. So there's a lot of weeds coming up.
There is a lot of subsoil moisture. Surprising amount of subsoil moisture.
And the henbit is getting fucking out of hand.
It is, isn't it?
Like last week or 2 weeks ago, I walked through some wheat and I thought, yeah, there's some coming up. It's about time. Whatever. No big deal. This week, it has just blown the fuck up.
Mustards are coming on too.
See, I hadn't seen as many mustards. I talked to a guy that said that he had mustard out the ass, and I was kind of surprised that I hadn't seen that much.
I'm trying to think of what field it was we were driving by that looked over. Me and Dad were both like, God damn, mustard is coming on.
Yeah.
I don't think it's widespread across the farm, but there is some of it coming. So,
and I walked through some fields the other day that mare's tail's already coming up.
Is it?
Which is... I might be wrong, but this seems really early for mare's tail. I think it's just because it's been so damn warm.
It does seem early, but you're right. It could be because it's been just pretty mild winter so far. I mean, we've had a few cold days, but like February, most of February wasn't that bad.
First part of February was very cold.
Yeah. We ended on a decent
middle to end of January was pretty cold. Right before Christmas, it was really cold.
Like, no, that's what I'm saying. We've had some cold spells.
No, that's what I'm trying to think. I think we've had like three cold snaps, really.
And they hadn't even, none of them were that long lived.
That like, one was pretty fucking cold for a while. Is that December, right before Christmas? It was cold for a couple weeks.
Yeah, but not unseasonably. I mean, nothing.
The way December's been the last 5-6 years, it's been unseasonably cold.
But then January and February have been fairly mild.
Yeah, so the average temperature of January, I'm trying to remember my electric bill. I think January was about even, and February was substantially warmer.
Okay.
Because it tells you your energy usage and your
temperature, the average temperature.
If I remember right, February was a lot warmer. January was about the same.
I'd buy that.
Maybe a little colder.
But I'd buy it.
Because it's not the colds that are really dragging down our deal. It's that they've been so warm on the warm days.
Yes.
lots of 70, 80 degree.
Really has like, been.
Not 80, but damn near 80 degrees.
Mid 70s on a lot of days.
Yeah. Then the wind's just a fucking son
the
of
wind
a bitch.
Has been a bitch. Just a real kick in the taint.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm hoping for a blizzard on my birthday.
I'd handle it. I'd go for it. We'd use the snow.
Been a while since we had a blizzard on my birthday.
And you know what? The Dimmick likes the snow.
Fourteen years since the last blizzard on my birthday.
14 years.
14 years. I was 19.
God damn you, old fart.
Oh, we want to talk about how old you were on the last blizzard on my birthday?
Well, it's still been 14 years ago.
Yeah, but you'd been like 22.
He's a young whippersnapper.
But I was 19 and I'm an old fart.
Well, yeah, because you're older now than I was then.
That's, boy, howdy. That's math if I ever heard any.
Now, that was hateful. That was hate speech there. That was hate speech. We do not condone hate speech on this podcast.
I'm going to bleep it out. I don't really care.
Fair enough.
I have permission to say that. I've got a card.
Do you?
I've got a card.
Well, I mean, you go to church, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice of them to give you.
Went to church at both churches last week. Didn't help us out with the wind and the dirt situation. But I did get confused as the president of the church, which really makes me wonder if the president of the church that I don't go to makes an appearance often enough.
I can tell you this. He does not. I can 100% guarantee that he does not.
Yeah. Call me hateful. Maybe you need to go to church, son.
I do. 100%. I do.
Okay. What else you got? How are the wheat pasture calves looking?
Looking good. Looking fat and sassy.
Ready to get rid of them yet?
I am ready to get rid of them tomorrow, but it's going to be another month. Another 2.5 weeks.
About to say another month? Fuck.
It seemed like a month when we got the date, which was just last week.
You need to be. Get them fuckers off wheat. Put them in the pens. We got shit to spray.
They're fixing
pens
to be
to pull off.
They're fixing to be off wheat either way because they're going to be out of wheat.
Yeah, that's pretty common.
She's starting to get pretty short.
I had a guy call me the other day. Pretty new to the farming game.
Yeah.
I think he started farming either last year or 2 years ago.
Okay.
And he's a big cattle guy.
Okay.
And he called me. He said, "What the fuck's the deal with this wheat?" It's like, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, I still hadn't turned out any calves on it." I was like, I'm not surprised. He said, "Well, it's like there's no groceries out there for them." I said, "Well,
there's not."
What exactly is your question? He's like, "Well, I'm just curious why I don't have any wheat." I said, "Well, have you noticed that it didn't rain like at all?" He's like, "Well, it has been dry." It's like, "Yeah." He said, "Well, I mean, other people have wheat. Like, the guy right across the road has wheat." And I thought about it, and I said, "You know, you notice how your wheat's planted on straight rows, and it covers the whole section there?" He said, "Yes, sir." "You notice how that guy has dirt on the corners, and then he's got this circle right in the middle that he's got really good wheat, and he probably weaned or pulled really big calves off of?" "Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm asking about." I'm like, "Well..." He watered his wheat.
Do you remember seeing after he planted it, this big machine with blinking light in the middle of it, rolling around just spraying out water all willy-nilly?
He said, "I mean, we got rains. It came up really good." I said, "Yes, sir. I thought we were going to be able to put calves on it." I said, "But we didn't, did we?" "No, no. Okay, so it's just the rain." He's like, "Well, this farming deal kind of fucking sucks when it doesn't rain." I said, yeah. "Be glad you've got two sections of dry land farm ground and all of your grass and cows and not 100%
dry land farm ground."
"Just imagine if you had all dry land farm ground, you'd have any fucking wheat coming." He said, oh, those guys are in a bind. I said, "Yeah, but not as big as you are with all your cows that you're trying to feed on that grass that didn't grow."
Yeah, because you don't have to ship ground.
You just let it sit there and watch it blow off.
Your continent come up, it takes care of itself. It ships itself out.
That's a good thing about...
If we ain't getting no rain here, we're headed east, boys.
That's a good thing about drought. Just, that topsoil apparently wasn't working for you. Get to the stuff underneath it.
Time for a new layer.
Swipe it off, move on. Swipe left.
It's just like shedding skin. You know, they say you grow new skin, whatever, couple years, something like that.
I don't think it's that often.
Is it not that often, or is it more often?
It's more often.
Yeah. I mean, that's how our topsoil is here.
Oh, yeah. The topsoil your granddaddy was farming with, it's Atlantic Ocean?
Probably. I don't know. I'm sure some of those trees in Tennessee got it stopped.
It's covered in fungus now.
Are you fact-checking this?
Yes, I am, because I'm curious now. Let's keep talking.
But yeah, no, so, you know, wheat pasture calves are looking good. Just waiting to ship. We got some of our neighbors that are shipping, should be shipping
27 days.
27 days.
You were a scooch off.
Yeah, scooch.
Okay, so you're shipping calves 2 weeks.
Two and a half.
2.5 weeks.
2.5.
Do I hear 3?
No.
All right, 2.5 gets it.
2.5 it is. Unless we talk to them, get it moved up a little bit, and we may have to do that.
Yeah.
So.
That happens.
Either that or we're going to be building some more fence. Because we do have some dry land patches we could turn out on for a week or two. The bad part is we're going to be past the graze out date on that.
Well, you're really pushing them.
So I don't really want to have to do that. But.
So, I mean, insurance, you got to be pulled off by the 15th or the 1st?
15th.
15th. Okay.
So and we are we'll be
from here. You got 11 days.
We will be a full week past the 15th. Or will we? We won't be.
I won't tell if you don't.
There you go.
But I bet we got some snitches in the group.
So, yeah, we're doing that. Working on pulling up some fence. Like I said, we're going through the other planter we didn't go through last year. Seeing what all it needs.
Just go through them both every year, every time.
I'm not putting new discs on a planter every year.
I didn't say you had to put new discs, but you got to pack every bearing.
We pack very few bearings on our planters.
It's funny, because during planting season, every time I walk in the shop, you're packing bearings.
Well, yeah, on the every trash morning. Whippers. On the trash whippers, yeah.
Do you ever think about just packing them from the get-go?
$25 a pop, bud.
I didn't say replace them. I said pack them.
You can't pack them. They're sealed bearings.
Get new bearings.
$25 a pop, bud.
You do that once, then you can pack them every year and you don't have to replace them.
Yeah, there is that. We're talking about putting a whole new trash whipper system on that planter. Getting rid of those.
Or, you're a cattle guy. You got syringes. Just poke a little hole. Squirt some grease in there.
Hey.
Gorilla glue. Patch the hole.
Or silicone.
I feel like you're going to want the gorilla glue because it dries a little harder.
I mean, you're just putting it over rubber and then you're putting it in a case. It's a sealed bearing. That's sealed again. That's in a sealed case.
I'm talking about in the seal of the bearing.
Yeah, but I'm saying like you do silicone because it would be fine because it's got another layer of protection on it.
Whatever's cheaper. That's what I'd go with.
I'm thinking that the tube of silicone is going to be cheaper than like
because you're going to waste a lot of fucking silicone.
You are. You're going to waste.
You're going to be daubing that shit. Gorilla glue, you can get that little brush. Just
you ever seen how Dad puts silicone on shit?
I have.
I'm gonna have silicone all across that shop.
Yeah, I've seen how he does it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me and him have done a few head gaskets and such. That intake, you know, you use two tubes of silicone, that thick ass black silicone, and
hey, it's the right stuff.
And then
man.
You got a tube and a half of it splooshes out whenever you tighten up the bolts.
But then you run your finger down it and you make it all nice and pretty.
But you don't reuse that silicone, do you?
No, but it's
so you still wasted a tube and a half out of two tubes.
Oh, yeah, but hey, the engines run good.
No, that's what's bad is that I learned how to silicone stuff from your dad. So whenever I was putting a vent in the roof of my house, whenever I put that bathroom fan in, I was up there and I had the Lexel, that clear silicone stuff, and I'm Dad's going looking at me going, yeah, it's just not going to go bad, right?
Actually, he's wrong. It will go bad. It'll set up after a couple years.
It's not that it goes bad. It's that you can't get it back out.
I mean, I feel like silicone set up in a tube.
No, it's not that it's set up, because I cut a tube open the other day that's been in my garage since 2018.
Oh yeah,
and the back half of that still good.
Oh really?
So like where the plunger goes, there's apparently some air leaks through there, because there was about a half inch on the back end that was set up, and then a half inch to an inch towards the nozzle that was set up.
But the center was still.
Yeah, well, so I just cut that tube open, I ran my finger in there and gobbed it on how I needed it to. And
there you go.
When it doesn't leak anymore.
I have to remember
that. Not the neatest job.
Hand-applied silicone's not the neatest, huh?
No, there's a reason they put that shit in a tube, not a bucket. But it does work.
You know what you could have done? Got one of your piping bags from the kitchen. Homemade silicone tube.
Well, I thought about that. But that shit's thick enough. I was afraid the sides of the bag would split, so I would have to use my tips.
I didn't want to get silicone on your tips.
Because I bet that shit doesn't come out.
I don't know that that's something you want to wash off in your sink either.
Like, I am cheap. But if I think I'm done with the tube of silicone for like the next extended amount of time, I just throw the sumbitch away and get a new one. I don't know how the fuck I found that one that would happen to be sitting in my shelves in my garage. Shit, that, I might not even bought the damn thing. That might be old folks.
The previous owner.
But I know the previous owners. I don't think they're paying for the high dollar Lexel.
That's fair.
Waterproof, heat resistant. It's almost as good as the right stuff. The good stuff.
Right stuff.
The right stuff.
The right stuff. You know, that's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
So... All right, you got anything else you want to talk about?
I mean, I can come up with stuff if we need to. Probably don't need to, but I mean, we can if you want to.
I'm good. Let's kill the day. Kill the show.
Okay.
Unless you want to do something else.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I don't want to hang out with you anymore. Tell me, what are we doing?
A telephone by the Cameron Sackey Band.
Sackey? Are you sure?
I thought that's what it said.
Are you sure it's not Sakay Band?
Could be Sakay.
Could be a lot of things. Could be. Skating through this tonight. 2 a.m. I'm alone, and you already picked up the telephone. And I was hoping you could make me smile. So it's Telephone by the Cameron Sackey Band. Not a bad tune. Not a bad tune. Apparently Royce is bigger on beer than he is promoting the song that he's pushing this week. It stopped about the time you put your headphones off. But anywho's, so that was a good jam. I am going to go with In the Middle of It All by Evan Bartles. Evan Bartles, y'all might recall, is on the Spotify playlist, but he had the misfortune of being promoted during the Hey King and Sorghum Jesus episode, which a lot of y'all probably don't recall because
it has not been released yet.
Well, Sorghum Jesus got a little ouchy out there. Not ouchy, but he got a little out there.
He did get a little out there.
That thing got a little out of hand.
Turns
out, no fault of the Hay King. He was good. He was responsible. He drove everybody home that night.
Turns out the old Sorghum Jesus is a bit of a conspiracy fella.
But that is 3 hours of solid gold / imprisonment. So y'all might not ever hear that. So anyway, that song that's on the playlist is called False Gods by Evan Bartles.
I forgot that really was good. When you promoted that. Yeah. But yeah, it is a good song. Awesome artist.
Check it out. He has a Death to Tyrants package. If that tells you anything about Evan Bartles.
Buy your shirt a size bigger than what you need.
Surprised I'm the one that turned that out there instead of Sorghum Jesus.
Yeah.
But anyway, check out In the Middle of It All by Evan Bartles. Fear and rage,
just feeling useless. Behind red eyes, white pills, and blue bruises. Right here in the middle of it all. Nobody's coming to save us. Nobody else.
So that was In the Middle of It All, Evan Bartels. Love that dude.
He seems like a real cool dude. The times I've heard interviews with him.
Very good music. But the interviews, you start talking and it's like, is that him?
Like his voice, his singing voice and his talking voice do not align for me.
Not at all, because he's like so nasally and
yeah,
like kind of scrawny sounding whenever he's just talking. But yeah, man, that dude has some fucking pipes.
He does.
I mean, he puts it all on the album.
Just a deep, deep soulful voice. No, I got my wife like that one time. I played her a song. She's like, wow, that was really good. I said, all right, now I'm going to run it for you. And I pulled up an interview with him. She's like, that is not the same guy. And it's like, 100%. That's him. That's Evan Bartels.
So the first time he was on the LGP, my wife was in the pickup with me and she was listening to it. And she's like, man, this guy sounds terrible. What's he do for a living? I was like, oh, he's a musician. She's like, no, he fucking sucks. I'm like, all right, fine. So I turned it off. And I went immediately to Shotgun. She's like, man, this guy has a great voice. I was like, make up your fucking mind, woman.
You did the opposite of me.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I trapped her. I trapped her.
There you go.
Just like when I married her, I trapped her.
For better or worse, and we're fixing to find out how much worse this could get.
Recent events, I'm starting to think I was the one that got trapped.
She said, hold my beer and watch this, Tyler.
Neither here nor there.
You ready for trivia?
Oh, actually, no. I think I had a... not a listener add-on, but I had somebody that wanted me to play a song on here.
Did we ever get to Curtis's back last year?
Probably. I'm not concerned about him.
I was looking through our Snapchat group, and there was one while back that he did, and I don't know
what it is. But this is one that was sent in by the old Hurricane. And not sent in. She told me that I should play it today while I was in the pickup.
Well, that's nice of her.
So we're going to do this. This is from Hurricane. This is Adam Carroll, Girl with the Dirty Hair.
Scarface in the corner, he's looking for a fight. Sure looks good in Galveston tonight. And I'm right in the middle of the riffraff, and the roughnecks are wasting time. The girl with the dirty hair says she'll be mine. Scarface used to tell me, gone are the fishing days. The Cajuns fish the redfish all away. I got that dirty-haired woman, say she'll be mine till the end. Till the Cajuns stop dancing and the redfish are back again.
Good song.
That is a good song. And it's probably a little strange that Hurricane likes it so much. I've decided it's the accordion.
Okay.
She doesn't hear a lot of accordion in the kids' bop genre.
You know, I could see that. I could see it not being a big accordion friendly place. Not that it'd be anti-accordion, just not a lot of accordion in it.
Do you ever listen to Kids Bop?
Some, yeah.
So, Hurricane's big on the Kids Bops.
Like, we're not up to the actual Kidz Bop yet, but we are listening to little kid music. Like, I think we're the step before Kidz Bop.
See, that's what's strange.
We're at Toon Bop right now, I think.
From our music, like yours and mine and the listeners, straight to Kidz Bop.
Okay.
Like, one day she's like, I don't want to listen to your stuff anymore. Put on my stuff. And I listened to some of the music that they base Kidz Bop songs on.
Yeah.
And so I like listening to Kidz Bop. Because every so often they turn one out, and I'm like, let's see how this works. I'm not sure how they're going to turn this one around. You know, like the song, you've probably heard it or seen it on Reels or something like that, where it's, you know, A, B, C, fuck you.
Yes. A, B, C, D.
No, yeah. Well, I don't know what the name of it is, but it's A, B, C, fuck you, and your mom and your sister and your job or whatever. So they started playing that on Kidz Bop. And I thought, how the fuck are they going to make this work? Because half the song is F you and F that and whatever.
Except it's not F you.
Well, there's part of the song that it is
F you. Oh, that is true.
There's other parts of the song that it's fuck you. You can all fuck off.
Yeah.
That was the part that I was really curious how they were going to turn that into a kid-friendly song. Turns out they went, you can all get lost.
Okay.
Yeah. They got Pat, you know, forget you and your job. You're like, okay. I was like, all right, that works. That works. We can make that work. And then they got to that part and I was like, I don't know how they're going. Oh, there we go.
Oh, fair enough. So they're still being creative.
They have to look at that, man. Like, I hate to be those guys. Like, oh, this is what the kids are listening to? Fuck. How are we going to figure this one out?
Slam a beer and let's figure it out, boys.
I don't think you can drink on that job.
I bet you can't.
Like, because you're too many fuck ups if you drink.
You let one little kid say an F bomb in a song. Because isn't it kids singing it too?
Oh, yeah, they're all kids singing it. And that part sucks.
I'm sure.
It's terrible. The kids' chorus singing songs that I kind of like fucking sucks.
See, I'm still over here listening to I'm a Roly Poly, Roly Poly Hedgehog.
What was that one I sent you whenever we were on our way to New Mexico?
Oh, I don't remember what that one was, but I know.
Boy, that was
Was terrible. That was terrible.
Oh, I wish I could remember what it was because the people need to know. Don't let your kids get hooked on that one.
I'm going to have to go back and look it up now.
Yeah. So anyway, this has been fun.
Been a good evening. Had a good chat.
Are you Canadian now? We're just having a chat. Having a real nice chat, eh?
I thought we had a nice chat. Did we not have a nice chat?
Do you say that phrase very often?
I don't know. I never thought about it before now.
The only person I've ever realized that says that is Canada on his podcast. Because he was like, oh, yeah, we have a chat with so-and-so. And, you know, just like we want to sit down, drink a couple beers, have a chat.
I think I say it some, but not that often, I don't
think. I don't think I've ever said that not making fun of Canada.
Yeah, maybe that's where it came from. I don't know.
We win, Canada. Maybe you win.
I was subconsciously making fun of Canada? I don't know, bud.
I don't think you were.
At this point, I think
he's got us beat.
At this point, it's hard to tell. To be real honest with you.
Well, we got to get Sorghum Jesus up here to do some conspiracy theories.
I like it.
Like how Canada's making us talk funny. Eh?
It's something in the water. They're shipping it down south here.
No.
Oh, well, shit.
Water flows to the ocean, eh?
Oh, boys, we're in trouble.
Okay, Ross, what kind of trivia are we going to do this evening?
Hell, let's stick with gin.
Sticking with gin. I like gin. That question's horseshit. It was last week.
I know.
The tweed question. Okay. Distilled gin is produced exclusively by redistilling ethanol of agricultural origin and with an initial minimum strength of what percentage? Would you like the options?
There are options.
There are options. 74, 84, 96.
96?
That's a pretty easy question there for the options, wasn't it?
Well, I was going to go with 100 just off the top of my head. If I would have guessed.
I could be wrong here, but I think gin tends to run in the 60 to 70 range.
Well, but that's why I was saying.
I was to guess right off, I probably would have gone like in the 80 range.
So I started out at 40, and then I was like, no, because they're going to have to water it down and other things. So I was going to go with 100, because then it would be easier, like the math would be easier to proof it down where they wanted, if that makes sense.
That's fair.
That's kind of my reasoning with why I was going to pick what I picked, but...
No, it's fair.
Then the 96 was the closest to 100, and I was like...
I still wouldn't have thought that they would have gone down to a 96. So like I said, I think most gins are... We don't have a gin up here, do we?
No.
Because I don't think gins are really high proof.
I'm guessing they're not, because hell, like even tequila's not a high proof. Like, I think whiskeys are the only ones you really get that are...
Most tequila, like 80 to 90?
It's 40. 40%, so 80 to 90%. Oh, so yeah, they'd be even less than that. I was,
yeah, you lucked out on your answer, your guess.
Yeah,
because if you start at 40%, I mean, you're talking malt liquor.
That's true. Okay, I would never get this one, so I'm glad you had it. Sipsmith features which bird on its logo?
Is it a specific bird or like a subspecies of a bird?
I would call it a specific bird.
I want to say a... Boy, I cannot come up with the name of that bird.
What does it look like?
Like the birds just hang out like around the bins and stuff like that.
A pigeon?
A pigeon.
You're guessing a pigeon.
I'm guessing pigeon.
You are so completely very wrong.
How is that?
Because it's a swan.
That's not that far wrong. They're both bottom feeders, scavengers.
I was going to say, I mean, you might be onto something because they're shipbirds, but...
Yeah. Okay.
So there you go.
And technically, that would be a subspecies of waterfowl.
Okay.
Because at first, I was going to guess a goose.
So I thought about giving you options, even though there weren't. And I was going to go a duck, a goose, a hawk, and a swan. But then you started making an effort, so I backed off of that.
I've never had Sipsmith. I have no idea what it tastes like, what it is. But I was guessing waterfowl, and then you said it wasn't a subspecies, and I'm like, well, if it's not a subspecies of waterfowl, which a swan is.
Well, that's why I wasn't entirely sure where you were going with the subspecies. Well,
I was thinking like a specific type of goose or duck or swan.
Oh, okay.
Like a tundra swan or a whooping crane or
okay,
one of those other swans.
I didn't think about there being
domesticated swan.
I didn't think about there being different species of swans, but I'm guessing.
You know, it's like a duck, pintail, mallard.
Yeah. Fair enough. My bad, bud.
So my strategy to trick you, in fact, fucked me.
It did.
I would have been a lot closer with a goose.
You'd have been fairly close with a goose. I'm guessing a tastier swan. I don't know. I've never eaten swan.
I don't know. They can't be as good as a whooping crane.
Hard to beat.
You know, that's like a cross between a snowy owl and a bald eagle.
All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging in with us again tonight.
If you did.
And if you didn't, fuck you. Listen again next week.
Tell your friends. Hit us up. Check out the Facebook group. A lot of activity on the Facebook page lately. not so much with us posting stuff, but with people joining the Facebook group. We appreciate that.
We do. Now you people get busy and make the face group play or the Facebook group.
Make the faceplate group fun.
Fun. Make it a lively place. Make it a community you would want to be a part of.
Also, make sure and check out all of our very lovely sponsors. Let's start off with Texas Beverage and Package in Groom, Texas. You need to go buy that down there and buy some bourbon or some Method and Madness because this shit is good.
Both bottles are good. We're going to be bringing the other bottle to you next week, too.
I will tell you right now, if you like Irish whiskey, buy the more expensive bottle. If you have never tried an Irish whiskey, buy the cheaper one because it is.
It's still fantastic.
It is so close in quality and flavor. But if you're a red breast drinker, you're going to love this.
Yes. And next week, what we may do, if we break out that other Method and Madness, try it, give it a rating, break this one back out, put a little bit in a glass.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And compare. Just see what the difference is. Yeah. I think it'd be fun to do that.
Yeah, and hopefully we have a guest on here with us.
I hope so.
Hadley'll get off his ass and start answering text messages.
Son of a bitch, Hadley. There you were jealous about old Tyler Terry being on here.
And then last week, sent him that Snapchat and he's all, oh, where's my invite? You got an invite this week.
It was in the mail, bud.
Cocksucker. Which is funny because he's not even going to hear this. So if he is on next week, it's going to be
even better. By chance.
Anyway, make sure to check out Texas Beverage and Package. Go try out their Irishes and their bourbons because the bourbons are great. The people in there are very knowledgeable. They'll help you out. They'll let you find what you want. If you mention the podcast and say, hey, I heard about it on the podcast and give them any kind of remote description, they'll probably be able to point you towards it. Also, check out Ballard's Guns. Go buy you a gun. Folks, it's a crazy world we're living in.
Arm yourself.
We are closer to World War III now than we have been at any other point in the future. So check them out. I'm cutting that out. You, not me, because I said it to be funny. And you just ruined it. Also, check out Mo Cattle Company. If you need an Angus bull, it's bull buying season. We've got for sale very high quality Angus bull. He's ready to go to work. If you don't buy him, he's just going to end up fucking Royce's cows. Nobody wants that. Also,
Meat Club Lambs.
Meat Club Lambs. It's lamb buying season, folks.
Well, they're lambing, but they're also buying lambs after talking to Tommy.
Well, you can buy your early lambs from somebody else.
And if you need help finding them, I'm sure Tommy will help you.
Well, you call Meat Club Lambs, Tommy Meek. I would give out his phone number, but I don't think he wants that. But if you Google Tommy Meek, you can find a phone number.
Won't be hard, folks.
Not at all. Probably between the first and fourth hit, we'll have a phone number next to it.
And unless you're an asshole, be ready to talk.
He's a chatter.
He's a friendly guy.
He's a chatter. He's my little brother, and I love him. But boy, howdy, that dude can talk. As we previously proved. Also, the Cliffs Farm.
Up there in Hepburn, Saskatchewan.
I think SL season's almost over.
I would think so.
If it's not already. The attention semen sold maybe about a month ago.
I like how we're still bringing it up.
Buy it on the secondary market. Support the farm. I don't know.
There you go. I'm sure if you call him, he may have some left.
And if you have nothing else to do, check out his podcast, The Livestock Podcast.
It's okay sometimes.
It's okay all the time.
Other times, it's great.
It's good sometimes.
Okay.
It's great occasionally.
There you go.
If he says we're going to talk shit, we're going to talk shit. It is what it is.
Come at us, bud.
You get the chirping you paid for. Pheasant. Okay. Thanks for coming along another journey with us. We love you. Appreciate it. Have a great week.
Stay safe. See ya.